Imagine you're a young journalist who gets your first job at a newspaper in a small Midwestern town. Your first assignment? Cover the local cherry festival. Sounds pretty easy, right? But then a flood comes through and throws the whole town into chaos, and you've got to trek through the waters and make the right connections around town to keep your public well informed. That's the premise of a new computer game called Headlines and High Water, created by UW-Madison's Field Day Lab, which designs educational video games for students to learn a lot of different subjects, including journalism, science, and history. The lab has created 20 games and counting, plus some additional learning tools with virtual and augmented reality. Sarah Gagnon is the creative director for the Field Day Lab in the Wisconsin Center for Education Research at UW-Madison's School of Education. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Talk us through this new Headlines and High Water game. What do students do when they sit down and start playing?
Yeah, well, this game is a text-based adventure game. And so you take on the role of a young journalist. And just kind of like one of those choose your own adventure books that we play, like we read when we were kids, you kind of do that. But then it also has like extra things that kids are used to, like stats and like a story builder mechanic. So you play a series of six stories, and you'll have to construct a story at the end of each one.
What are you hoping students take away from this? And what age range are you shooting for here?
I mean, I really think the story is pretty like broad. Like we've seen fourth and fifth graders play it, and we've seen adults play it and have fun. But we made this for middle school because I was working with Sue Robinson, who is at the UW School of Journalism and Mass Communication, as the partner for this. And we were talking a lot about how schools, like kids have access to news earlier and earlier, but there's not a lot of like journalism or media literacy classes that are devoted to that until high school. So we were excited about making this for middle school kids.
Can you talk about the value of using video games for education in the first place?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, we can ask ourselves whether or not video games are good or bad. And there's like a lot of different opinions about that. And I think a lot of them are valid. We kind of approach it from a little bit of a different point of view, which is that's where kids are. Kids are playing video games and kids like video games. And so we want to be where kids are. That's kind of our theme. We want to go where they're going. Games also have really interesting affordances, like you can fail and it can be fun, unlike taking a test and failing. In our game, you can fail in all kinds of ways. Like you can run out of time to write your story. Someone else can scoop you, or you can actually get lost in the flood and never make it to where you're trying to go. So all of those things are funny. You can start over. But the main thing is this is what kids are doing these days, and we want to be there making them beautiful, artful, really well-informed material.
I was a kid once upon a time and in some of the earlier days of computing. And I don't know, sometimes there are educational games that felt too educational. Like this is just school in a computer game form. How do you try to make it so kids are having fun and not necessarily raising their educational alert hackles?
Oh, I know. That's like the big thing you just said is that we actually have a saying in learning games design that some games are like chocolate covered broccoli, which means that, you know, you're like dipping it, yeah, putting some honey on it, whatever. So what we've done is at Field Day, as a creative director, I think of ourselves as artists who make games for learning. So first and foremost, we come at it with incredible art, incredible story. And then, you know, we have to like cover all these topics. But first and foremost, I think of myself as an artist, which means we try to make things beautiful. We work with real writers. And by real, I don't mean that video game writers aren't real, but we work with artists who are kind of from outside of the video game industry and outside of the education fields, so that we're really thinking about people who are amazing storytellers or great game designers first and foremost. So I mean, I don't think learning has to be not fun, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it can be difficult. So it's a challenge.
Now, Headlines and High Water, that's journalism and media literacy. What are some of the other topics you've tackled in games at the lab?
Yeah, so we've done some history games. We had a game that came out last year called Legend of the Lost Emerald. We worked with the Wisconsin History Museum or Society, History Society, and that one is about shipwrecks around the Great Lakes. And so that one is set for fourth grade. We have a game called Lakeland that has to do with like phosphorus and the dairy industry. We just came out with another game this year about oceanic science called Wake, Tales from the Aqualab. And so our games are anywhere from like fourth grade all the way into university level.
And part of the goal, of course, is to get people actually using these. How do you make them available to schools or the public?
Yeah, that is the goal. We work with some of the leading researchers around the country and here at the UW to get these out. So one of the ways is making sure the art is beautiful. We partner with a lot of distribution partners, including like public media. So these games get between 5,000 and 15,000 plays a month. And that's because they're free, because we have distribution partners around the country. So you can go to our website, or you can go through like BrainPop or Wisconsin Public Media. And that's how we get it out there.
What kind of feedback do you get at the lab from teachers and maybe even students who have used these games as learning tools?
Yeah, we work with teachers to make the games, and they test them in their classrooms. And so we get great feedback, like, oh, this game is so addictive, I want to keep playing it. And we also get feedback like, why did you even make this thing? Or my advice is this game shouldn't exist. One of my favorite pieces of feedback was, why isn't this game Fortnite? And so, but we also get very, like, so, you know, there's like whole ranges, but we get all through the making of the game, incredible feedback from the teachers about how long it needs to be or what works and doesn't work in their classroom. And I mean, of course, the stuff I love hearing is how much they love it. That's my favorite stuff. But we always try to like use that feedback to, you know, impact the design to make sure that they really work for teachers.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
That's Sarah Gagnon, Creative Director for the Field Day Lab in the Wisconsin Center for Education Research at UW-Madison School of Education. She was with us today to share educational video games her lab creates for students. And if you're out there thinking, hey, I want to check it out for my kids, my classroom, whatever, we've got a link to the lab's website over at wpr.org/centraltime.